Love Talk Radio.
Yeah, I think they love the sauce, but I found it. It was sitting on the top of a mountain. You can get it, you just gotta make the climb. You can get it, you just gotta free your mind. Yeah, I think they love the sauce, but I found it. It was sitting on the top of a mountain. You can get it, you just gotta make the climb. You can get it, you just gotta free your mind. Yeah, I think they love the sauce, but it's right here. Apologies, I've been buzzed for a lot.
That brings no spice. When it comes to something, we got love. I should know that I'm gonna choose. This thing from a thing that's a root of
tonight, man. We about to go dive right into it, man. Yeah, man. D Gambit Radio. We talking about ascension tonight, man. Rest in peace to Mac Miller, man. Another young entertainer, young rapper going too soon, man. I'm tired of having that conversation, tired of having to say that. Mac Miller was one of the most that I definitely rocked with, even though he was in a different age bracket or whatever. You know what I mean? I used to listen to the Mac Miller song, Best Day Ever. I used to not necessarily think that I was going to have the best day ever, but I used to listen to that joint every single day at that certain point in my life. So not just for that reason, but for being a, you know, talented artist and somebody's son, you know, and part of the hip-hop community. Rest in peace to Mac Miller, D Gambit. You already know. DG, we in the building. So let's go ahead and hop to the phone lines. We ain't got too much time tonight. You already know what it is. We in the building. D Gambit Radio. Yo, who we got in the building? We got a line. Yo, yo. I know we got somebody in the... I see you, caller, on the line. Who we got? Yo, yo, can you hear me, caller? Yo, yo, we still in the building. It's D Gambit Radio. We got that liberation playing in the background. Glad y'all rocking with us, man. It's D Gambit Radio. All right, so we had a caller that was holding on the line since we chimed in. So, yo, who we got on the line? You rocking with us? Hello? All right, so we'll try to have you join us a little bit later. It's D Gambit Radio. We're in the building. We got some things we want in peace to your boy, Mac Miller. We're talking about ascension tonight. So when we talk about ascension, man, we got to get to that level, man. We always talk about things that might be going on in the world, going on in our society as black people, you know what I mean? And things that are happening that may not make you feel like you can push on and continue to move forward. So one of the things that we want to talk about tonight is ascension. You know what I mean? We got to move forward, keep it pushing. We're going to keep checking on this caller that we got on the line. I don't know if we're having some difficulties with your caller. You on the line? All right. So, look, man, like I said before, D Gambit Radio, we're keeping it pushing. Get into some of this liberation. Let's go.
I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice they cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten the plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dreaded. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted without infanticide. It's like that red sprite you can't imagine unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.
Thank y'all for joining me this evening. D Gambit Radio, we're in the building, man. We got some things we want to talk about, man. Like I said before, ascension. Rest in peace to Mac Miller. We got to get to where we want to go, y'all. You got to picture yourself where you want to be. You get yourself there. When we talk about ascension, we talk about moving yourself to another level. You take yourself and you picture yourself in the level where you're at now. Picture yourself where you want to go. Start taking those necessary steps to get there. If you work in the same job, been there for a while, you count money each and every day, take that experience, try to go work at the bank, get a raise. I'm just saying. DG. All right, so we're going to try to go back to these phone lines, man. I think we had a caller that was waiting on the line right here. So we're glad that you're rocking with us, man. DGambi Radio, who we got on the line. I know you've been holding since the beginning. Yo, yo.
What's happening, D? This is Father.
What's
from
good?
The
How you feeling?
From Ohio. All right. Good. How's things?
Good,
I've been going
man.
Up
we...
for a couple of weeks.
Oh, it's all good, man. We're just keeping them rolling like we always do, you know.
Yeah. So I miss all
yeah,
the
yeah,
so I'm going to have to go back and get on them.
Oh, you already know. So what we doing tonight? Yeah, buddy. So what we doing tonight is we got a short episode. We got 30 minutes. But what I want to do, I know we usually do about 2 hours and whatnot. So what we're going to do is at about 11:45, I'm going to hit you up off the air because I got a segment that we might just record right quick. And then we get into how we're going to let the people have access to that behind-the-scenes exclusive discussion that we're going to have. So we have this discussion on the air right now. And then if you got time, after we get off of the air for this 30 minutes, we have another, like, little discussion, a little 15, 30-minute discussion after this, too.
Okay. That sounds good.
You know what I'm saying? So what I'm leaning towards, just to let everybody know, what I'm leaning towards is we're about to start doing the show recorded as far as audio and, like, some visual, too. So the people that I usually have on the show and new people or whoever, we're going to have myself. Y'all going to be able to see the video of the show live. And then the discussions that we have, we're going to either record them audio or we're going to have the people like Fonda that's on the line right now, for instance, have you record, you know what I mean, your end of the conversation with the video. And then sometimes we have you just do the audio. So that's just a preview of how we're about to do it. Y'all will see how it's about to be. So I'm excited about that. Y'all about to take. We're about to take this shit to a whole other level. So y'all will be able to see me talking about the stuff that we talk about on DGambi Radio. I'm going to have a camera. Y'all can be right in the studio where I'm at right now, seeing me live. And then all of the people that we have on the show, we're going to try to get them to set themselves up a nice little camera and, you know, we'll be able to see Fonda and everybody else who be on the show live too, whether they're using a, you know, camera from the phone or camera from the computer. We go set that up. We go find a way to set that up. So we go start recording this. All right.
Okay.
So you already know. So yeah, man, we're talking about ascension, man. And when we talk about ascension, I'm just gonna talk about a little bit of it right now. So to me, when we talk about ascension, like I said before, you go to church, and the preacher has these things that he wants to tell you. You go to the mosque, you go to your leaders, you have different people who want to tell you what's wrong, tell you what's happening in our society that we need to change, point the finger, and things like that. And sometimes we don't get the real solution to the problems that we have that we may be facing. So when we start talking about ascension, to me, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about something that we can use to ascend, to levitate, to fly above our obstacles, right? So the first thing that I would say about ascension is we had to start, like I think we talked about before on this show. I'm sure we talked about before. The first thing we have to do is, like I said before, stop being victims. And not only that, start moving toward things that's going have our kids and they kids straight, building our finances, you know what I mean, building our knowledge up, you know what I mean, and just owning things. We have to own things. We have to own land, and we have to own property, and we have to do things that's going to sustain more than a month, more than 2 months, more than a year, more than a couple years.
Yeah.
I could talk forever. What do you think will help us ascend to that level?
you just pulling up resources and having, like, some people calling in to, you know, actually give everybody an insight. So, you know, like, and where to go and how to do it and what procedures you have to take to move and to build. Like you said, the financial part and stuff. Like, we can talk to different people from different banks. And, like, you know, like the ones that's here.
Yeah.
Really wish we had more black-owned banks and stuff in our communities, but we actually don't. I see the One United.
I don't know
if we can mention.
I was just about to say One United, yeah. We know about that, right?
But I know, like, yeah, I don't know if that's here in Cleveland or not. I got to Google that again and check that out because I was trying to see exactly
where
it is.
You can still bank with them if they're not in your immediate area. Because, you know, you have the digital banking and stuff like that. So you can still do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we need more of that. And we need more police officers that's black and Hispanic. We need more. You see now on the sidebar that you see the National Police Association, Black Police Association, came out and supported Kaepernick. Now, I'm kind of proud of Nike. We talked about brand awareness and sticking with these brands. And do they have our back? I'm kind of a little bit proud of Nike. Not proud, but, you know, Nike is kind of like, I see you, Nike. You're trying to, the Kaepernick thing. Now, the NFL blackballed Kaepernick. He better than most of the quarterbacks on the field, especially the backups. The third string, that's preposterous. That's an insult to his talent level. And, you know, he that was his dream. And they all got on some slave master shit and was like, we not having him on our team. He was kneeling for that flag. And they know for a fact that he was talking about injustices and he was talking about police brutality. And he was even saying out loud that I'm not trying to disrespect the flag. You had people that came out that was in the military that said that they didn't feel that he was disrespecting
that they kneeled
the flag
and stuff.
And they kneeled too. And as a matter of fact, when he felt the way that he felt, and he thought, how should I protest this? In the first place, before he ever took a knee, he went and talked to a U.S. veteran, and he told him, he made the suggestion, you should take a knee. Because he said, what should I do to show how I feel? That's what people don't know about. The person that told him to take a knee in the first place was a military person when he talked disrespecting the flag. But anyway. So Nike kind of, you know, stood up on that one or whatnot.
It's ironic how they say that, though. You know how we're not going to go into the race part, play that race part so much.
Right.
But we do a lot of dishonorable things while they want to, you know, promote the flag so bad and stuff. We do a lot of dishonorable things under that flag. So taking a knee is really nothing. When, like you
and
said, it's police brutality, deaths and stuff. Even with every individual race, it's something different. It's something different. It's like, like you said, we do a lot of talking about it, but it's more action that need to be taken, you know, taken
more
upon
action.
And stuff like, so like, you know, people need to come on out and stuff and stop being scared of what the government might do to them. They need to come on out and just start talking.
Yeah,
stuff.
He
like,
a good
know,
example.
We stand together. We can really make a difference.
He a good example. Here's a good example, and look how much he's changing it. Like he stood up for something to where most people would be like, I ain't about to lose my job, and he did lose his job, and even now Nike giving him millions of dollars to where he's
still getting
paid.
And somebody else too. So I just read where somebody else is backing him too. I can't. It's just not Nike. It's somebody else that's prestigious, and you know our.
So he didn't took a stand like Muhammad Ali. Like Muhammad Ali did, he didn't take a stand. They thought Muhammad Ali was going to be done. It's going to be over. He's going to go to jail for not going to the war, and it's going
to
ruin his whole career.
He said,
and then
I
didn't
do
back.
With them people. They didn't do nothing to me. Right.
Yeah.
And they put him in jail for 5 years.
And, right. And then he came
took
back
his title
and
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So we had examples. We have had examples of people, you know, standing up. And I think that's how we're going to be able to get ahead, man, especially where we are now in 2018. Like, people got to realize you can't always be scared to stand up like that. Like, it's people – and you don't want you don't want to look for people to back you, but I'm just saying, mm-hmm. it's people that will even stand behind you when you try to stand up for yourself. And people have been talking about this shit forever. How do we get ahead? How do we get ahead? And it's simple. Like I said, you go all the way back to Muhammad Ali. It's just like what we're talking about now. These two very small examples of answering people's question of how do you get ahead. It's simple. Without fear is how you get ahead. That's how you ascend. That's how you get ahead in 2018. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the book of the week that we're going to come with, the book of the week is They Came Before Columbus. I know I said it before again. This is the book of the week for about the fourth time, but still. Ivan Van Sertima, They Came Before Columbus. I think y'all still need to read that. I'm saying it again. They Came Before Columbus, Ivan Van Sertima. You know what I mean? And
hey.
And for the quote of the week, we go to Muhammad Ali again, just like I mentioned before. And Muhammad Ali, that quote that I'm going to use for the quote of the week is, hold on, give me a moment. And I'm paraphrasing on this one because usually I would have the quote of the week written down, but this one I felt so deep to where I didn't even really need to take no notes on it. I'm paraphrasing on this one now. Now, this is from Muhammad Ali, and he basically says that if a man thinks the same way as he did at 50, as he did at 20, then there's no growth in that man. You know what I mean? You have to keep it moving. Ain't no honor in that. Mm-hmm. All right, so like I said before, man, rest in peace to Mac Miller. We had another young person die, a young rapper died, 26, of apparent overdose.
Yeah.
I rock with a lot of Mac Miller music, so that was sad. You know what I mean? So rest in peace to Mac Miller. That's one thing about the hip-hop culture that I want y'all to know. Like, a lot of people, they have a lot of bias, a lot of racism that they throw around. In the hip-hop culture, we have always really, like, embraced everybody. We even had, like, the Beastie Boys back in the day. And we, you know, talking shit about people and white people. And we talk about some hard subjects and shit like that. But, like, we never really cast nobody, especially with the hip-hop culture. You know what I mean? So we don't really care if you're black or white or whatever. That's somebody's mother that lost a son and shit like that. And like I said, Mac Miller was dope. You know what I mean? I used to always rock with that. So rest in peace to Mac Miller. So, yeah, man, this has been a short episode. We almost out of here. So. We got a lot of things that we want to talk about in the second half of this season right here, man, season 8. Man, we've been rocking for 5 years. A lot of people rocking with us now. I pushed the album back a couple of months. It's coming out in October. The Gift, y'all definitely going to want to hear this one. Shout out to everybody who still listen to the music. Yeah, man, I swear to God, people listen to my joints every day all across the world. And that shit is, I love y'all for that.
Blessing.
So,
yeah.
That's a real blessing because we can get checks for streaming. For people listening to our music for free, we still get paid. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
So I was just in Cleveland, man. So sorry for everybody that I missed. I'll be back again. My aunt had a real beautiful wedding.
Wait a minute. What's your aunt's name?
Vanessa. Vanessa Morgan now. It used to be Vanessa Jackson.
Cause Mama
originally Vanessa Williams.
Okay. Oh, the famous name, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, literally.
Congratulations
that's a real
to her.
Name. Yeah, shout out to my auntie Vanessa and my new uncle Milton Morgan. That's my guy. Cool guy. He got knowledge of self. You know what I mean? He been down for a minute. He's been a part of the family for years, but now we've made it official. So shout out to them. So let me ask you this before we get up out of here. A lot of things that we still got to talk about coming up in the next half of this season. So let me ask you this. Where do you want to see everything go, man? We got some things that we got to work out that's going on in this country, that's going on in society, that's going on in our community. Where do you want to see things head to as we get to the rest of this year and the beginning of next year? Just some, you know, some small goals. Like, where do you want to see everybody go from here? Well, I don't care whether it's black people.
I thought you was about to say
period. Yeah.
Our people, I want to see our people start respecting one another more. So we have ghetto fire brothers and sisters that just don't give respect to one another. I mean, it's sad to say. I don't care where you're from, the projects, suburbs, what's that middle class living, whichever one it is. I want to see our people start respecting one another. It's just like we're losing out on a whole lot of things. Plus, like you said, financially, I want to see all of us, you know, at least come together some type of way and get something started for our black people. We need to open up more black schools. We need to educate everyone. It's a lot. I want to see a big rise with our people that have the education, that have the means and stuff to start pulling.
Right.
Together groups and stuff and start teaching the ones that don't have it, that don't think they can make it, don't think they can achieve it. Twanita's going to be like talking to a brick wall with some, but, you know, to the ones that you actually can reach, we need to just actually reach them so that we can get better and stop, you know, like you said, pointing the finger and stuff and blaming everything on everybody else. Got to blame it on ourselves because we don't listen and we don't take the time to, you know, just actually shut our mouths to listen.
Yeah, I want to see everybody stop being victims and shit too. Like, that's got to stop. Like, everybody, we spend so much money, we ain't got no money problems, none of that. So I want to start seeing people support black and Latino and women businesses and things of that nature, and start supporting some of these young entrepreneurs that's got like good quality product. You know, all different types of product, whether it be clothes or shoes or hair products or anything that you could possibly think of, daycare services, graphic design, production, video production, anything you can possibly think of. That's what we have to start doing. Because just like this example that we just gave with Nike, Nike is betting that a whole bunch of young people that's probably black. Now, look, before we get up out of here, I'll say this. This is an example of what I've been telling y'all for a long time. Nike is betting on something that most people would never do, and that's that they know that a whole bunch of black people buy their shit. And so they rocking with Kaepernick because they taking a gamble. But they smart enough to know that black people spend so much money on Nike that they know that might be a good idea to rock with us because they know them other people getting old and they don't buy Nike. They don't buy Nikes anyway. Those people that's getting mad at Nike and burning Nikes and riding with Trump, they don't buy Nikes anyway. So, what we need to start doing is if people don't do like Nike doing now with Kaepernick, just don't buy their shit no more. What Nike is trying to do now. And they might be taking advantage. They might be on some bullshit still. But if people don't start doing what they're doing now, we need to not even rock with them. And that's how we go take a whole bunch of control. We need to do the same thing with politicians and things like that too. If they don't do what we want them to do, then they don't need to get no money, no votes, no whatever. Whatever we got to do, that's how we got to kind of start to chip away at it and take it there, and then you know, start believing in yourself, man, and do everything. You know what I mean? Like, I like to rap and I like to, you know, do all of these different things, but don't forget to do all of these other things with your life. Even if you do want to play basketball or play football or whatever you want to do, you know, start doing these other things with your life, man. We about to be out, man. I'm going to catch y'all next week. Fonda, I'm going to hit you up at this number maybe about 5 minutes after we get off the line because I want to add this new feature to this next show. So we out, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Me and Fonda about to record a little bit more of this conversation off the air, and we're going to bring it to y'all coming up.
You make $1 million, make $1 million more. First class, broad, treat you like a nigga. But
at y'all in a minute. It's D. Gamby Radio. We see y'all next week.
Be blessed,
peace.
Everyone. Stay safe.
Bless.
One love.
I'll meet you up in a minute. One. Right. Peace.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come?
I see you. I see you standing over the grave of another dead president.
Know what it is, come on. America's nightmare. Young black and just don't give a fuck. Run up in the courtroom and wet them up. Got nothing to lose but my handcuffs. Every man must choose to lay down or stand up. It's wartime, everything is fair, no fear. When they said the homie murdered the judge, I don't care, fuck him, he deserved it. Long as the homie get away and don't get caught for the crime, I encourage it. We rooting for the villains in black. Pouring out absolute salute, niggas are shooting back. Self-defense, we bang the pistol like Larry Davis or Brian Nichols. Every pig, every public official, the boomerang is coming back to get you. You reap what you sow, didn't you? The system you created a monster. And now you're scared cause it's coming back to haunt you.
Angels above me, demons below me, right over here.
D. Gamby Radio, People Army, Gangsta but Revolutionary. You already know.